I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's our Thursday international briefing, and we're going to check in on a number of stories from around the world that are also resonating here in the U.S. We're going to ask whether years of violence in Liberia somehow led to the rape of an 8-year-old girl in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll find out why the HIV/AIDS rate in Haiti is falling and why a mid-career fashion magazine writer decided she just had to learn Hindi. That's all coming up. But first to Nigeria, where security forces are battling a group some call the Nigerian Taliban. The fighting has left hundreds dead this week alone. The Islamic militant group formally calls itself Boko Haram, which means, loosely translates as, Western education is sin. In an interview with Al Jazeera English, the Qatari network, last year, Nigerian journalist Yosef Sarki Muhammad explains what Boko Haram stands for.
One thing that is very clear about this group is that it preaches for people to abandon Western values, to stop going to school to learn English, the English language, and anything that has to do with European and Western Europe and the Americas.
This week's fighting is part of an ongoing pattern of sectarian violence in Africa's most populous country. Last week in Nigeria, a Human Rights Watch representative testified before a government panel there that security forces were responsible for the slaughter of hundreds of innocent civilians last November. Many of the victims were Muslims, and much of the fighting has pitted Christians against Muslims, but the government denies that religious differences lie at the root of the conflict. We wanted to learn more, so we've called Eric Gatchas, Nigeria researcher for Human Rights Watch. He is the person who testified on behalf of Human Rights Watch last week in Nigeria. He's back, and he's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Eric, thank you for stopping in.
Thank you, Michelle.
So first of all, as we mentioned, these kinds of conflicts are a feature of Nigerian politics, but what led to this outbreak of violence last week?
Well, since
this week, I should say.
Yeah, over the last 10 years, over 13,000 people in Nigeria have been killed in intercommunal violence. This latest outbreak of violence, which occurred on Sunday in Bauchi State in northern Nigeria, was carried out by this group called Boko Haram. It's somewhat different than in past cases because this is an extremist group that carried out attacks against police stations and government buildings across 5 states in northern Nigeria this week. Previous incidents of intercommunal violence have pitted various ethnic groups as well as been religiously based. The government has cracked down against this group during this week, and we're deeply concerned about the loss of human life over the past 4 days in northern Nigeria.
You're worried that the government is – you're saying this is a violent group, but you're worried that the government is overreacting or rather been indiscriminate in fighting this group?
Yeah, there have been reports over the past few days of government security forces carrying out arbitrary killings in northern Nigeria. The Nigerian security forces have a history of carrying out reprisal killings in incidents such as this, as you mentioned in Jos in November of 2008.
Well, you're specific. Let's talk a little bit about that incident in Jos that you testified about. Is that incident somehow related to what is going on now? Or is your concern the way the government is responding to all of these incidents?
Well, there is in terms of extremism in Nigeria finds its root in poverty and widespread unemployment. In the Jos violence of 2008, the violence followed a disputed local government election in Jos, the capital of Plateau State. In the 2 days that followed, over 700 people were killed as Muslim and Christian mobs clashed. The security forces responded to that violence. On the second day of the violence, the governor issued a shoot-on-site order to security personnel. The consequences of this order or whether the security forces followed that order still need to be established. But between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. on that second day of violence, the security forces arbitrarily killed 133 people. This is Human Rights Watch has documented. These cases, there's numerous witnesses to these incidents. The disturbing issue is that in 131 of the 133 cases, the victims were Muslim.
Yeah, two quick questions before we have to let you go, and we have a minute and a half left. Do you find it at least encouraging that you were allowed to testify in Nigeria to a government panel? And secondly, as you know, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is scheduled to travel to Africa next week. Nigeria is scheduled to be one of her stops. Is there a message that you hope she will convey while there?
Yeah, we do find it encouraging that we were able to testify. The concern, however, is that in past incidents of killings by the security forces and abuses by the security forces, the government has not held those responsible to account. And until now, and to this point, 8 months afterwards, the police have failed to carry out an investigation into these very serious allegations of very serious crimes. And so this cycle of impunity must stop, and we will call upon Secretary Clinton to call on the government of Nigeria to hold accountable the perpetrators of these serious human rights abuses.
Eric Gutchess is the Nigeria researcher for Human Rights Watch, and he was kind enough to join us in our studio in Washington. As we mentioned, he's just back from Nigeria, where he testified about these alleged human rights abuses. We thank you so much.
Thank you.